Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This shallow, you pretty girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of time. It's buckets. What it is, Roman, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special episode of Buckets live from All Canes. Here with the infamous, famous hoodie girl in her own hoodie.
Obviously, in my own hoodie. Yeah, we're live from All Canes after hours. Good stuff. We appreciate All Canes for letting us film a pod from the store. We'll do a little Mount Rushmore of best All Canes items here at the end. Hopefully, Matt's joining us in a few minutes. Who we got in the chat? Bill's back. Bill, we haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, slow news week for sure. Yeah, nothing to talk about. We're going to have to stretch here.
And Max.
You might want to change that profile picture, though. And then shout out to Max, as always.
Yeah, you probably should change your profile picture to Nigel Pack. Just saying.
I mean, you got Nigel, or you got Jasmine Roberts, and that's a pretty long list there.
Or some newcomers.
Yeah.
We talking men's or women's first?
Well, let's go to women's in case Matt shows up.
True.
So we will start with the ladies.
Matt's on West Coast time and is still at work. So everybody and their mom has entered the portal from the ladies. We have, who we have left? Jasmine Roberts and LaMia Hilton. We'll get
This isn't Max. I'm an idiot. I did a Larry Bluestein here and called him Flo Max instead. This is Flo.
Oh, it is not Max. It's Flo. we're using the Max.
That's what yeah. Blue on our football show always calls Max Flo Max. Because Dave is like Miami Flow.
That's the medication.
I know what it is. It's for later.
We're used to Max dropping in. So what's up, Flo? The man, the myth, the legend himself.
Yeah, and Kane's Cat's Heat. Yeah, I mean, I think that was gonna. I think those two things. They did definitely get robbed, but I think those two things are unrelated. Given that, once Coach retired, like there was.
We were expecting some players to leave when Coach retired.
All right, do you know acronyms better than I do? Because what is Matt saying here? TFTI.
I don't know what TFTI mean. The kids, man.
I know. He's much younger than us. This is a problem.
TFTI. Matt, enlighten us. But yeah, so only players remember for the women's is Jasmine Roberts, who's the best player on the team. So we're grateful she's staying. LaMia Hilton with a ton of upside coming off an ACL injury. I've said it before, even at the beginning of the season. She's an amazing two-way player, great defense, great offense, has no fear. So once she comes back from an ACL injury, she's a legitimate starter. We have our freshman who didn't play last year because of an injury, Aurora Almon.
Yep.
She's 6'4".
Yeah, she's a big.
She's a big. And then the return of the Cavenders, which when we did a show last week, we knew Hannah was coming back. We did not know Haley was coming back. So that's actually huge. Haley was our leading scorer for our Elite Eight run two seasons ago. So that's a big deal. And then we got a recruit in, I meant to look up how to pronounce her last name.
From
Daniela Abis.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it Abis?
I think so.
Originally from Spain, played 2 years at Wichita State, was third team all AAC last year, averaged about 13 points and almost 10 rebounds a game. Big hop from her freshman to sophomore year. She's 6 feet, so she's a good forward, probably will play the four. Haven't found a ton of tape on her, but I'm excited.
Are you looking in the chat? Because we are being slandered right now.
Are we being slandered?
TFTI's thanks for the invite, as if he's not invited.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, Nate?
Yeah.
Nate was house hunting yesterday.
Shout out to Nate.
Nate, I hope you found a house.
But this is you want to see me actually ban Matt from the show? Because I get accused of it. I haven't actually done it before.
I'm still getting used to doing a pod with somebody sitting beside me. It's new.
Actually, Matt and I have done a show together with
you
remote. Yeah.
But he was watching Montana State in the background.
I know. I had to do I need to turn this
Matt,
off?
Matt, get on the show already. But yeah, back to the women. So the Cavender Twins return, which is amazing. Our free throw percentage is going to go up tremendously next year, which is really nice. We won't be like, oh shit, we're in the bonus again. So that's exciting. What else? Jasmine Roberts staying. She's our three, obviously.
Hopefully LaMia is healthy.
Yeah, hopefully Maya's healthy to start the season. Yeah. I don't know what her timeline is. Daniela's a plug and play. Obviously, Coach is going to be looking for more players in the portal. We're not done yet. But let's do. Should we say where all of our players left to?
I mean, I don't have it up, so if you have it memorized.
I have it memorized. All
right,
so
go for it.
We already talked about she who should not be named. And then she went to another,
Louisville.
To Louisville.
Yeah.
So Cheyenne Day Wilson committed to LSU. Latasha Lattimore committed to UVA. Z Spearman committed to Tennessee. Lachey Dwyer went to St. John's. And
is that it? Because Kyla hasn't
committed yet.
And I think that might be it. Oh, Allie went to UCF.
Oh, well, we talked about that already. Allie went to UCF. So a couple of ACC rivals with Louisville and Virginia. So we'll be seeing some of these. We'll be seeing Julia and Tosh next season.
And we have a long memory over here on Buckets.
We do. I think I don't know for you, but the most interesting one is Dave Wilson to LSU.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't know that that's a good move for her. She was going to be the I guess her and Jazz were going to be kind of the leading
and they
players in the
they
team.
They picked up another guard out of the transfer portal the same day.
Yeah, who's also a volume shooter out of Arizona.
Yeah.
The name is escaping me. But
plus, I think, not that I know Coach Cullip well, but she has way better style than Kim Mulkey.
I mean, you don't have to know anything about Coach Cullip to make that statement definitively. The other thing, though, is I do think if you look at the timing of it, I think the return of the Cavenders kind of.
I mean, you could
start. It is a bit of whack-a-mole when you get someone in, everyone's, well, what about my minutes? And people start going out.
Yeah, but I could easily see Cheyenne and Haley starting as the one, too.
No, you could see that. My point is, when someone comes in, everyone starts looking around, well, how many of that, my minutes is that going to take? So. I mean, we actually saw that the first time they came in because, you know, Carla and Hannah were splitting minutes when they really both could have taken all those minutes.
True.
So I'm thinking, well, if Cheyenne wants, you know, now, okay, because Haley's going to take some shots, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a scorer. Then you got Jazz. And now, like, Cheyenne's probably thinking, okay, my role's shrinking. Start looking around, get sold a bag of goods by LSU, and there you go.
Yeah, but they have a bunch of guards on their team.
Oh, right? I'm not saying it was a smart decision. I'm just saying, like, I think that's the thought process. I think if the Cavenders don't come back, she's probably still here.
Or do the Cavenders come back because, I don't know.
I'm
happy to have them.
No, I'm fine with. I am actually across the board. We're gonna talk about the men too. Hopefully, Matt will be able to hop in here a bit. But I am okay with everything that's transpired. I am at peace with it.
I think both.
So the women got screwed. They should have, as Canes got his heat. They should have been in the tournament, but they were. They also, it's fair to say, they did not necessarily play up to the individual talent level.
I think. And we kind of said it through the season where we're like, oh no, they're gonna get better in February, March. There's so much potential, and we didn't really reach what we thought we could.
Yeah, I think the individual talents did not sum up to that in totality. Yeah. We still should have gotten into the tournament.
No, we should have.
But when
there's a whole other 2-hour show on that.
Yes. But when you have, that is on your feed somewhere and on the podcast. Subscribe to the. 5 Reasons Canes podcast, and you'll get all of these shows, as well as baseball and football. Why am I not watching baseball? I don't know, I'm kind of busy right now, man. So you know, otherwise I'd be watching baseball, but
we appreciate Gage.
Yeah,
Wraith is my favorite player, so
we're also kind of doing something here right basketball. Now, so you know, you know, despite the fact that they should have been in the tournament, like that, if you look at the individual talents, there's no way they should have been anywhere near the bubble.
No.
And I think it is fair to say, they should have been probably one of the last, like, 5 to 10 teams in, and they were too good individually.
They were a bubble team, but they were on the right side of the bubble.
Well, there were teams that were substantively worse that got in. So, I mean, on paper.
And all of those teams lost in their first games.
Yes. I think one of them, two of them played each other, so one of them won a play-in game. And then got smoked in the next game. Yeah, but my overall point is they didn't mesh well, and they did not.
They didn't shoot free throws well.
Well, that's a whole other thing. But they didn't live up to the sum of the parts, and so I think, you know, some of this, you hate to see kids leave, and you hate to see kind of what has transpired here. But I do think it's safe to say, you know, the sum of the parts did not equal the whole, and when that happens, some people have to go.
Despite my fandom, may be good for a reset, kind of like the men's.
Yeah, no, there does need to be a level of reset. I think, you know, Coach Meyer leaving accelerated that.
I am happy Jasmine's staying because she's kind of like that core piece. And I think LaMaya could be that too when she's healthy. So the only player left that hasn't committed to another school yet is Kyla. So if by any chance you're watching this, Kyla, you should come back to Miami.
You definitely should. You'll be starting at center.
We want to see you smack some people around.
Yeah, and
the female Amari Stoudemire. The goggles.
Just because she wears goggles.
It's the goggles. I'm telling you, just have her wear longer socks, man. That's there you go.
The other thing though is, you know, we talked about how much depth the women's team had last year.
We're gonna have less.
Well, that also means you're sharing minutes.
Yeah. Well, we did have 3 bigs.
We had 3 bigs splitting time. We had a lot of wing players and a lot of guards. Like, we had 3 point guards that all thought they should be starting and all can start.
All did start at some point.
Yeah, and probably all will start at their new schools. Yeah. And so, you know, it's not on them that, like, hey, there's one starting spot there and you have 3 people sharing minutes there. So I get that there is a need for some of that.
We brought in better free throw shooters.
Just obsessed with the free throws.
It was awful. Every time we would get in the bonus, it would be like, oh, shit. Quickly, shout out to Coach Meyer for actually giving me the pair of practice shorts. Not only that, but got a pair for Vish also.
Yes, that was unexpected. We knew she had them for Melissa.
We met up with her this morning and got to chit chat with her for about 20 minutes, which was amazing. I spent like 19 of those 20 minutes like freaking out that I was just chilling, like having a coffee. Well, she was having a coffee, but I wasn't. But with Coach Meyer, she's the GOAT. But yeah, she gave us the practice shorts. So yeah, shout out to Coach.
Yeah, no, that was good to see her. She's definitely at peace with her decision. So
yeah, she's chilling.
Yeah, she's
apparently their buckets broke or something, and she had to get the boat fixed.
But yeah, the boat buckets broke. The show is still alive.
The show is still going. Yeah, we're good.
With the boat is broken.
Yeah, for those who are late to the bucket show or just watching us for the first time, Coach Meyer named the show Buckets after her boat.
Which is the intro, by the way. The first thing is her naming the show.
Yeah, that's why she's all, no, that will never change. And she's also on my hoodie. And if you haven't yet, go to aboutthefans.com and buy one of my hoodies. Thank you.
Yes.
Or come to All Canes and buy a hoodie.
Well, we're gonna talk about our favorite merch in a bit here, and we'll bring Amanda on. She's the manager over here. She has graciously allowed us to take over the store off hours right now.
All Canes after hours.
I know.
Brought the liquor.
This is like thinking? I know you go to Disney World. This is my Disney World. Like, I'm looking around here and just like,
we've been to three different Cane stores today.
I know, but look around.
I have a hoodie hanging next to me right now.
This is not good for my wallet, but this is.
Yeah, we're gonna spend money after hours.
This is.
Yeah. Also, Devin Hester is on the wall over here, which is pretty cool. This would be an epic podcast background. As much as I love my YouTube Wall of Fame, if I can just get a fat head of Devin Hester, like,
I'm pretty sure you can get a fat head.
I know that would look really cool.
I don't think actually, that's an unattainable goal.
I would probably get a fat head of Kenny Kaji.
That you probably can't get. But
No one knows who that
you
is.
You have to get a custom made. Like, can you print this picture onto a fat head?
Nobody knows who. Well, I mean, people who are watching the show know who Kenny Kaji is.
I never even know some of the detail here, like the U's going around the top of the wall because we're staring at everything. Well,
I'm usually looking for merch. No, there's like an All Canes sign on top of the hats, next to the terrible trolley jersey that Vish just bought.
Look, I rode the trolley. I am now a user.
Those of you in the chat, do you like the yellow Coral Gables trolley inspired jersey? Just put a yes or no in the chat.
And
Amanda apparently likes them. I like the design of the jersey. I just don't like the bright yellow. It's too yellow. Should we move on to men's?
Well, so Matt, can you shoot us a text if you're gonna actually join? Because maybe we'll do the All Canes segment now since Matt's not gonna be part of that. In case
wait for the delay.
We'll finish with, well, just shoot us a text. Like, it's, you don't have to put in the
or put in the chat, Matt. Well,
why don't we go ahead and do the All Canes segment since Amanda's here and Matt's not going to really participate.
Oh, are we going to do our Mount? Okay.
Yeah.
So Vish had a great idea.
Well, why don't we bring Amanda on and,
we're not doing the Mount Rushmore? Okay.
We can do it. We do them both.
Both. Okay. Yeah, come on. Let's bring in the woman, sure the myth, the legend herself.
Yes. So here, you'll speak into this mic. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've got going on over here at the store and,
hello everyone, Buckets fans. You're gonna have to fight me for the top fan spot because I think I'm the number one fan.
We did now. Walk well, in the store well, one day and Coach... she yelled buckets at us, so I don't think anyone else has done
Coach
that.
Coach Meyer might fight you.
Oh no, she can have it graciously.
You can be 1B.
Or one and a half. Yeah. One and a half.
Well, if he's 1A, you're 1B.
Okay, that works.
There you go.
So basically, we're trying to get NIL going heavily for football coming up. And then we are working on the new season drop for basketball NIL because the style is going to switch up a bit. So we're excited for that. And we have a bunch of stuff on sale. It's kind of like an end of the season clean out. We're getting ready for football. So anyone who wants to load up on gear for super low price, like my friend here, Miss Hoodie Girl, come on by. We have a good deal for you.
There's literally a sign right off camera that says 25% to 75%
off. I'm seeing 50% over
25% to 75% there. That's some good stuff because everybody knows as soon as they throw a U on it, it's worth a lot of money. So sales, I mean, you can't get much better.
This is when to load up, as Amanda said.
Yeah.
This is,
and if you're an alum or an employee, you get an extra 10% off that, which is like coupon heaven.
And there's a lot of good stuff, which we're going to show you in a minute.
Yeah, yes, we will. Our Mount Rushmore is related to All Canes.
Yes. So, and there's also a website, right?
Yeah, allcanes.com.
If you don't live in Miami and can't make it down here, allcanes.com, you know, the land of the internet, do internet things, buy stuff.
Yes. You order and it will magically appear at your door.
Yes.
Although I don't live here, but I still make it down. So, you know, do that too.
Yeah, that's.
Or you can do what me and Vish did once and have a friend go to the store and we FaceTime Matt and be like, hey, do you like anything? We'll send it to you. And then we shipped him stuff. So you can do that too. But yeah, definitely come down to All Canes. There's a lot of stuff. I'm about to put a dent in my wallet after we go off the air.
Yeah, we made sure they didn't close out the register.
It's open on purpose.
So that there's
a certain baseball jersey off in the distance that I'm probably
going to talk about that in a minute. But yes. Yeah.
Anything else to share about All Canes?
There's something else in the works that I don't want to touch on too much, but kind of want to take us back towards like the vintage styles.
Yes.
So we're going to try to revamp our originals line.
Nice.
So that's going to be worked on shortly. Super excited for that. I haven't really told anyone. So to all you guys.
That was a Buckets exclusive.
Yeah, here. Buckets exclusive.
And All Canes is open every day.
Every day. Every day, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 5, sorry. And Sunday, 11 to 4.
Right. And of
no
course,
excuses.
Of course, if you're not somehow not familiar with where All Canes is, it's just across the street from the baseball stadium, across from Mark Light
Field. Yeah, next to Titanic. You can go get a good Caesar salad after.
Or pizza.
Yeah, Miami's best pizza's on the other side too.
Or alcohol.
I was promoting, greenage, vegetables.
You were promoting what you eat.
The Caesar salad is so good.
That's her order.
The Caesar salad and a side of fries. But yes, come to All Canes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to – so that's a good segue right into our Mount Rushmore here, because our Mount Rushmore is – actually, our Mount Rushmore is Paws, because our man is backstage here. He's joining us from a motor vehicle
now,
here.
Now we have to break out the headphones.
Yes,
so we
are going to have to put headphones on. There's Matt from his car. Hey, Matt. What's how's up?
Live from the Civic.
With no air conditioning still?
No, I got it fixed. I just
– oh, okay.
Yeah, just cost me some money, so yeah.
The beard's growing in.
I actually just trimmed it.
It's looking good though. Sharp.
Yeah. It was like yesterday it was super wild looking, so I had to trim it.
Oh, since Matt's here, quickly, I'm wearing these new shorts that Matt got me. I don't know if you guys can see it.
You can see it.
But look at this. Fire shorts. Matt got these for me for my birthday. Good stuff. Shout out to Matt.
There we go.
Matt gave the fit a 10.98 out of 10.
I still think it had to be 9.8. I think you violated one of the cherished rules of Buckets by giving it a 10.98 instead of a 9.8. It's always 9.8.
She was wearing one of her hoodies and something I bought her, so it has to be over a 10.
And I was staying hydrated.
Yeah, plus she had a water bottle, so that was the extra 0.98.
It was my great elevator photo.
You gotta reward hydration, so.
You do have to reward hydration. Oh, wait.
Well, I know you don't have a lot of time, Matt, so let's perfect time to talk about the men. So, obviously, yesterday. Look, we've talked about this endlessly on this show. We didn't think any of the three announcements yesterday. We were wondering why they hadn't happened yet, not if they were going to happen. The only slight surprise is Norchad going into the portal. But we knew he wasn't coming back here. And so what are your thoughts on this is Wooga in the portal, Norchad in the portal, Keyshawn definitely going pro.
I mean, I don't, as far as the three of us, I don't think any of us were surprised that all three of them were leaving. I think that the only surprise would have been Norchad entering the portal. Cause I didn't see that coming. I thought it was either, going, trying to go pro or maybe coming back, but I didn't think he was going to come back. I thought it was like a 0.05% chance or something if you put a percentage on it. But yeah, that was kind of the only surprise. I think it just created this mass like overreaction though or something. I don't know, just because they all happened within a span of a few hours.
That was bizarre to me because no one thought any of these I get Norchad going in the portal, so he's probably going to play somewhere else was a little bit surprising, but none of these kids were going to play here next year. This didn't affect us really at all. So the reaction was kind of bizarre to me. Like, what? I mean, it doesn't matter. Like,
Norchad
for us.
Entered with a no contact tag.
Right, which just probably means he's worked out his financials already with the school. But again, none of that actually impacts what we're going to roll out on the court next year. Like if Nigel entered the portal, that would have been shocking, right? Obviously he's not going to, but like that's something that actually, or if Matthew Cleveland, who we all expect back and have penciled in as a starting small forward, you know, if one of those guys enter the portal, you're like, okay, that person was supposed to start next year, but
or I don't. Joe Bay.
No comment. But like, I don't think any of us thought any of these three guys would be on Miami next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think I had like slight, very slight hope for Norchad, but like, you know, I figured he was gone.
Yeah, no, I was surprised he didn't enter the portal when he first entered the draft. But then, yeah, at that point, I figured, oh, he's just going to go pro. And clearly he's going to go play somewhere else now. I think that's pretty obvious because he's not really an NBA player. So,
yeah. Bill better change his thumbnail.
Yeah, Bill is rocking the Norchad thumbnail.
We saw Norchad at the baseball game last weekend, and I almost had a heart attack. But now I'm glad I didn't get a picture with him because I wouldn't be able to hang that up.
Oh, yeah. Amanda's reacting here live in not studio in All Canes. But, oh, yeah, no, we walked right past her, too. And I'm like, hey, Norchad's over there. Norchad's walking right past you. And she, like, didn't know what I was saying. Then she looks up and he was, like, a foot from her.
Yeah. And then he was sitting, like, three rows behind us. And I was like, should I go say something? And I didn't.
I told her I would go do it for her.
I was sweating.
She banned me from doing it.
I was sweating. He's even more beautiful in person.
Oh, look, wait, hold on. Bill's got a new.
Let's see what we got.
Lynn Kidd. Okay, all right. Hold on. I applaud the Lynn Kidd, but he's wearing his Virginia Tech jersey.
Can we change it to Nigel Pack?
Can you get someone wearing a Hurricanes jersey, Bill? Come Please. On, man. At least get a Photoshop working on that. No, Lynn Kidd is fine. He's a Hurricane. But he's wearing his Virginia Tech jersey. It's not just the old school jersey. It's a rival school.
It's literally from the school's website. He just screenshotted it.
He didn't even crop it. It's not even cropped.
Yeah, come on. Get us some Lincoln in a Hurricanes jersey. There's Photoshops available.
So, oddly enough, the men have a more complete team right now than the women do.
I think they're in similar situations, though, in that, you know, there's more there than you realize when you start thinking about the freshman classes coming in.
Yeah, but I still think the men have an actual starting lineup that you could make. If we, the women, a starting lineup, it would be a lot of guards.
No, I think, look, we don't know what Lamaya's knee is going to be like come the start of the season, but if she's starting in Jazz, and then I mean,
we need another big.
Because we'll be playing 2-4. But I'm forgetting the Wichita State person that's hard Daniela. To pronounce. Yeah, her. And then Almon. They're both power forwards, like legit, like play on the block power forwards. I mean, if you run those two out there with Lamaya, Jazz, and Haley.
I think the men have a more complete team as far as the starting five.
I don't know that that's that different. Those are, you know, it's a proven big and one less proven. Haley's very experienced.
How are you feeling about Nigel, Jaleel, Matthew Cleveland, Brandon Johnson, and Lynn Kidd as our starting five?
I mean, I'm still in the boat of, like, we definitely need another guard.
Oh, for sure.
Like, whether that's Javon Small. I mean, because if Javon Small comes here, he's for sure starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need, one more starting caliber type guy.
Another starting guard, and I would love to get some type of big for depth because we don't have any.
Yeah, well, and you've seen, like, we've reached out to, I think, a couple of the guys from Duke, some other underclassmen guys that, you know, are like have a few years of eligibility, so maybe they can be more of a role player here and then have an expanded role next year.
A developmental piece that will get minutes off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need some of that for depth. But we also, again, we have three freshmen, one of which is probably going to start. And if doesn't, becomes a huge depth piece. One who should be a depth piece. One is probably a little bit more of a work in progress. But I would say one of the issues we've had the last few years is, you know, the Wuga Bensley class is the only one recently that we actually got good players out of high school. It's been a dry. It's been dry.
This recruiting class is
Awesome. Should be. And that's why I think, that's why I'm saying, I don't think it's nearly, and the same thing goes for the women in their top 15 recruiting class. We've gotten so used to striking out, really not getting any impact from our freshmen that like we kind of look at, well, we don't have enough here. And actually we should, on paper, again, we don't know until they're on campus and they're playing because college is a step up. But
Bill,
let's just call it on Stefan Cicic.
Bill wants to put a thumbnail of Stefan Cicic as his thumbnail.
But yeah, so I think, you know, we gotta.
If Cicic wasn't Serbian, Bill would not be obsessed with this with him.
He's also like 7 feet, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's a big guy. But like we've gotten so used to our freshmen just not contributing, it's kind of not even in our headspace. We don't expect them to play, and we're like, man, we have no one. But actually, it's something like we should expect. Both the men's and the women's team should expect to get production out of their freshman class this year, which we have not been doing. But then, as Sox coverage says, we also do need still more veteran depth as well, because freshmen are hit or miss, right? We should get something out of them. We're not entirely sure what, but they're not. I mean, frankly, like that, we've had multiple kind of empty recruiting classes.
Yeah. And coach this morning, Coach Meyer had great things to say about the incoming freshmen, so that's exciting.
Yeah, no, I think, and of course, like, I mean, Jaleel's the highest recruit in school history, so you should expect major production from him. So I think it's just, I think so. Was Rodney 7?
Who?
Rodney Miller, was he 7 feet?
No. How tall was Tonya?
Oh, Tonya was like 7'3" or 7'2". He's in the Watsco. He's on the wall when they show like the different high players.
Was Rodney Miller 7 feet? I just remember he had a really big butt. He was like Kyle Lowry.
Why you gotta do that to Rodney? Why you gotta do that?
I'm gonna tell him you said that, Melissa.
Why'd you do that to Rodney? Really?
I'm gonna clip it, send it.
Also, good luck to Kenny Kaji in the playoffs.
Yeah, Keyshawn was a freshman.
The hidden gem from overseas.
Yeah, but he's also not on the team anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, we have not. And frankly, and this is where when people kind of hand wring over how we're losing all these guys, like we were terrible. Like, do you want to run it back?
No.
Because we last won a game before I got COVID. Which was back in like the beginning of February. So like, let's, how about we don't run it back?
Yeah. We got Nigel. We got Matthew Cleveland. We're putting some pieces around them. Yeah, we got Jaleel coming in. You got Austin Swartz. We got some good pieces.
All right. So Rodney's officially a 7-footer. So we'll go with that.
According to the official roster, which probably means he's like 6'9".
I mean, that counts though. That counts. So yeah, so he would be the last 7-footer. Yeah.
Everything goes back to the 2012-2013 team for me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from.
Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, Matt, I don't know what your timing is here. Do you got? I mean, I'll definitely want to give you some.
I have like 5-10 more minutes, probably.
Okay, perfect.
Do you have a final thoughts segment that we should do now?
Did you prep a final thoughts?
I didn't because I wasn't sure if I was going
to
be able to.
We don't need to do it here. He's in his car and stuff. So
yeah, I just like the transition. the Matt pulling up his hood, like
the graphic.
We have a lot of segments on this show.
I should do an intro for Mount Rushmore too.
Mount Rushmore and a Mount Trashmore, depending on which one we do.
Yeah.
We need more segment transitions.
There we go.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about the men before you get out of here, Matt?
Yeah.
What you got?
I guess we're just talking.
Let me ask you this question. So obviously Javon Small is like the big fish we're trying to catch. What's your overall gut on that at this point? Obviously it's all rumors and he went to Kansas.
Yeah, I mean,
came back now to work out though, not necessarily to visit.
Yeah. So
what do you think's happening there?
Yeah. For those who don't know, he's in Miami right now training. I was lurking on social media and then I confirmed it. We confirmed it with someone too, that he's in Miami training. He's set up a bunch of other visits. I don't know him off the top of my head and I only have my phone in front of me, but some of these other schools that had reached out to him, like Kentucky, Kansas, have kind of added some guards in the portal already.
Kansas so added a guard.
Yeah. They added a kid from San Diego State. So, you know, you have to think that we still have a chance. I know Ole Miss is still in the running. They added Sean Padula, the transfer from Virginia Tech. I know that their plan is they want to get both Sean Padula and Javon Small and have them play next to each other if they can. You know, whether Javon Small would want that or not is, you know, I have no idea what's in his headspace.
I'd rather play next to Nigel.
Chris Beard is a hell of a recruiter, too. Say what you will about him. So, you know, Ole Miss is like a real threat. So, we'll have to see. But to me, it's like Javon Small is like target number one in my mind. Like, he's the best player that we've been connected to, that we've reached out to. And I think he fills a lot of holes that this team had last season. And I think he's the perfect player to play next to Nigel just because of how much of a balanced offensive player he is. Hopefully we can make it happen. Obviously there's all the stuff of, you know, NIL and all that stuff. But he's a really good player and I'd really want him, you know, to be a part of this team.
Sox coverage mentioned Jalen Blackman, Miami being in his top five. Any thoughts on him?
Yeah, no, I mean, Jalen Blackman's like a legit scorer. He's not as much of a from Stetson. Plays in the A-Suns conference. I watched him play in his conference tournament. He can light it up and whatnot. It's the one thing I will say is I think a lot of fans, when they're looking at stats and whatnot, they fall in love with a player. You know, he put up like 20 points a game, but I mean, that doesn't always translate when you move to more of a power conference, too. I mean, I've said this in our group chat, whatnot. I think that Javon Small is the more like guaranteed guy like for sure he comes.
Well, he's done it on this level, right?
Yeah, he's done it
at this level for sure. He's like starter day one. I don't know if you could say that about Jalen Blackman. It's just kind of a you have to see what you're getting type of thing.
Jalen would be a good piece, but small is kind of like guaranteed production.
Yeah, well, the ability. What I really like about Javon Small is his slashing ability, his ability to finish at the rim, and his playmaking ability. And I think that, you know, not to compare him to Isaiah Wong, but I think those are things we really missed from Isaiah Wong. And you definitely saw it this past season. So I think that those aspects of his game are something that, you know, would really help us offensively next year.
Is there a universe where we take both of them?
I doubt both of them.
Because I don't think Blackman's a starter here. So either way, because I don't think he's keeping Jaleel out of the starting lineup.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 if he would start here. I'm 50-50 on if he would start here, to be honest. I don't think we would. I don't think that Jalen Blackman would come here if Javon Small came here. Yeah.
Sox Cover says we need Brandon Johnson to come in clutch and recruit Small.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're a teammate.
Hopefully he is.
Yeah. And Nigel. Yeah, they know each other from Indianapolis, too. Yeah. So there are ties.
I mean, it seems like ties. A perfect fit.
I mean, say what you will. He obviously likes being in the city of Miami, too, if he's training here in the offseason and whatnot. So
everyone likes being in the city of Miami.
We were trying to come up with, like, over the last couple of years, we've had memes like, oh, pack your shit up, you just whatever. So at our group text today, we were trying to come up with ones for some of our new players. And I said something like pack your kid up or something because we have pack and kid. Imagine if we got small, it could be like pack your small kid up. And you could just get as many names as you could get in one sentence.
Oh my God.
Anyway, this is what we do in the off season. So
the Buckets group text is insane.
Lively.
Very lively
is one way to put it. All right, Matt, I know you got to run. You got anything else before we
where are you getting dinner?
I'm not sure yet, to be honest.
Chipotle?
Maybe. I tried to go to Chipotle yesterday, and oh my, it's right next to 24-Hour Fitness, and holy shit, the parking lot was jam-packed. I couldn't even park to get it. Nah, not In-N-Out. It'll probably be Chipotle this time.
Or some random West Coast place we've never heard of.
I'm sure. What were the places that I? Oh, like Freddy's or something. There's not even one near my. I would have to drive like an hour to get to a Freddy's.
I say go with Chipotle.
I know. I think that's the call.
But do it.
I will.
I think Buckets next Wednesday. Is the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. Yes.
We may have a guest. We'll see.
Yeah, we might have a guest.
Same tune to Buckets_Canes.
There we go.
Matt, be careful. I'll make another GIF out of your facial expression.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to show well at all on the cell phone. It's already, like, thin.
Yeah, we need a good GIF for Matty Lights in December when he shows us his lights. The headphones are, like, falling off.
You could just, like, Photoshop, like, a Santa hat on top of me or something and then...
I'm not that technically advanced.
I feel like this is becoming work for me and I don't like it.
Mish has to do that, not me. So, all right, go get dinner, Matt.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Thanks for hopping on. I know the time doesn't work great for you on the West Coast. So
it's all good. I appreciate you guys.
All right. We're not queuing the Sox outro yet. So we can.
All right, time for Mount Rushmore.
Yep, and then we'll.
We got to keep it short because we're actually at a store and can't ramble on for 3 hours.
I know. It's going to be nice. So,
well, also, my Caesar salad's waiting next door.
All right. So, do you want to introduce the topic?
So, since we're at All Canes, we're going to do our Mount Rushmore of, like, our favorite items currently on sale, some of which I'm probably going to buy. Since I'm sitting next to Vish... Oh, no, they're not on. Well, they're being sold. They're not on sale. These aren't from the clearance rack.
Although there is a ton of stuff on sale, so make sure you just comment.
They're here to be purchased.
Yes. They're for sale.
Wording is bad.
For sale.
They're for sale. There you go. Since I'm sitting next to Vince, we'll go with the hat first. which the cool Miami Knights trucker hat
does match the color scheme of your hoodie, which you can also purchase that on
aboutthefans.com. But let's promote All Canes right now.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But this really cool hat, if you're a hat person, you should get this one. It's really cool.
Well, and that segues right into my first choice, which I am a hat person. And so
that's fitted.
I got to hold it up. Yeah, this is fitted. They've got multiple sizes, though, in case you're different head shapes.
Show them the back with a.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the little. I love the Easter eggs on these hats. So it's a little established 1925 on the back.
I don't think anybody saw that.
I mean, look, I'm trying over here. All right. It's very small. I'm holding it up there.
There you go. That looks cool.
All right. Yeah. So I'm actually going to be buying this when the show's over. So,
all right. Something I'm probably going to buy because it comes in an extra small. And the baseball team's actually playing right now. But check out this really nice baseball green, cool font, really nice material button. Look at the sleeve. I mean, which sleeve is it? Here you go.
I got the M on there.
It's got the cool M. M is a good letter. Obviously, it's the first initial of my name. Good stuff.
We won't hold that against it.
And they have it available in extra small, which is always a plus.
Yep. All right. So I'm going to stick with the headwear for one more. I hadn't seen this before. This is also going to be bought in a second.
Spending money.
This is a beanie. Anytime they come with a unique design like this, I basically buy it. So
for those of you who don't live in South Florida and need actual winter gear,
which is me. This will get not only purchased, but use also the material. It's going to keep my head warm.
So something that I actually already own, which is one of my favorite things, is this is one of the best jersey designs ever. The Black History Month commemorative jersey. Adidas killed it with this one. That definitely, and hopefully Jaleel is going to wear number one, because then we can actually rep a player who is on the court more than 3 minutes a game.
Hey man, that one time Nwoko played.
But yeah, this is like this and that old school orange jersey from a couple years ago are probably the two best jerseys in Miami Canes basketball history. So y'all should buy this.
Yeah, and I'm sticking with like a little bit of a. I mean, this is more of a like a half zip. Oh, I probably should have showed the.
There you go.
It's a little subtle, but you know, you can always go right with orange.
Also, like it's Miami a lot brighter than it's showing on camera.
It's showing, but it's also got a little detail again on the sleeve that you there.
And it's not cotton; it's like a cool athletic material.
Yeah, it's like a dry fit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Climalite. Yeah.
Yeah, dry fit is Nike.
Climalite. All right, fine. Right. Climalite.
There you go.
But yeah, it's definitely brighter orange than shown on the camera. Actually. This is
you Sox can tell coverage. No,
you can tell it's affecting the camera. Actually, look how washed out we look now. Auto adjusted the color.
For my fourth, I wouldn't be who I am unless I picked a hoodie. So, of course, we're gonna go with some Miami basketball merch and go with this nice Miami basketball black hoodie. With this cool outline pocket, it's got an extra zipper here. It's also like a athletic material, Climalite material. I actually have a hoodie like this that just has like Miami Hurricanes on it, but this one says basketball, which makes it even cooler.
The zipper, for those of you that don't live in cold weather places, those things are clutch. It's trying to get when you're wearing gloves and stuff, like having easy access to stuff without having to take them off is very useful.
Oh, that's non-Floridian problems.
It's a hoodie, so it should be meant to. So that's
extremely comfortable because I own a hoodie similar to this. I've actually worn it on the pod before. So yeah, there you go. That's number four. Obviously, I included a hoodie.
And last, but you know, when you go to the restaurant, you ask the chef what to get, and this is all Canes recommended. These are basketball shorts. 05-06 team, I think you said they're commemorating that.
And they have pockets.
They have pockets.
Basketball shorts wearers know what I'm talking about. Pockets come in clutch. It says Canes down one side. Yep,
and then a U on the other side. And again. Every time they do these minor touches, they really come through. So you got the U on the waistband also. Yeah.
For those of you who don't have to roll them up, like I usually have to roll my shorts up because they're usually
too long. Say these are good material.
Well, it's lined on the inside, which is always helpful.
Yeah.
But again, pockets. Pockets are key.
These are really good. Really
also, these are an extra small, ironically. So shout out to the sizing department.
They're definitely... They knew you were coming.
Like, I may or may not also be buying those.
All right. Well, I picked them off the shelf for you there.
Should we do our own final thoughts since Matt's not here? Don't run the clip. But
I mean, do you have something queued up?
No, but I'm just...
So you want to wing the final thoughts without Matt?
Final thoughts. So both basketball teams are having to rebuild rosters, which it's okay. You know, neither team made the tournament last year. We got some good pieces coming in. Hopefully there'll be more portal news next week. We may have a guest. I haven't confirmed it yet, so I'm not going to say who it is. Again, thank you to All Canes for hosting us. In return, we're going to go spend some money. And maybe we can make this a few times of year thing where we pod from here every few months. Matt's coming to visit in the summer, so maybe the three of us could actually do a show from here. And then he'll probably buy a lot because he's never, I don't know if he's been in this store.
I don't know. I forget that he didn't. Like, we both went to school here and have been around the campus forever. I keep forgetting. Like, I'll mention stuff. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, oh, yeah. You basically have never been on campus before. Yeah.
So we'll have to take him around.
Yeah, we'll have to. He won't go in the nursing school. That's for damn sure.
He wanted me to, like show him the nursing school. I'm like, we were walking around campus. Like, it's not necessary. But, yes, shout out to All Canes.
Afraid she knew people there.
For those of you in Miami, you all should know where All Canes is. It's next to Titanic, right by campus, by the baseball stadium. They're open every day. AllCanes.com. They do have a Twitter. I think it's All Canes OG.
Underscore.
Make sure you're following that one. There is an old one that nobody has access to anymore. So make sure you're following. If you go onto the Buckets_Canes Twitter account, I did tweet their handle. So you can go follow them there. Do the socks outro.
Oh, you should.
Uh-oh, he's not prepared. Cue it. Wait, are you ready?
Where is it?
He wasn't prepared.
Yeah, all right, well, there it is.
All right, cue the socks outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.